You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage. For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.
What was giving you so much trouble tonight?
Man, I don't know. You know, I just felt like didn't have any rhythm out there. You know, just trying to find some confidence out there on the field and just, you know, just find something to get us going, a little spark, and couldn't get anything there, man. And you know, I had opportunities and I got to be able to connect on those. And, you know, we're going to go back and watch it. And, you know, I'm sure coaches will detail it up and stuff for us. But, you know, right now the feeling is I just got to, you know, put my head down and just try and get better, you know, for these guys. And, you know, that was kind of my message to them out there is, you know, I'm trying to give them everything I got. I'm trying to lay it out there for you guys. And it's not good enough. And I got to put them in a better position.
Can you describe the range of emotions in the third quarter? When you come out initially, it sounded like it was just going to be a temporary spark type of thing. That's what Robert said. But then he stayed with Chris the whole way. When you just take us through the range of emotions for the rest of the game.
Yeah, I mean, you have to look at it from a team perspective, right? We're not doing anything offensively. And, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. I'm trying to help get the guys going. I'm trying to, you know, get myself in a little bit of rhythm. And you know, we had nothing there. And so, you know, you can't blame him in that situation. You know, you put Chris out there, and he's obviously great with his legs and his arm, and he was able to give us a little bit of a spark there, and we were able to move the ball a little bit. And, you know, he obviously is one of those guys that's going to lay it all out there for the guys. And so, you know, I'm always happy for him. He's one of my good buddies. And so, you know, happy for him to go out there. But, I mean, you could see that was the most we've moved the ball a day. So you can't blame him there, you know.
So when that switched, did you expect to go back in?
I was always staying ready. You know, I wasn't sure what the plan was. You know, it was kind of a last-second package that we put in, depending on, you know, not knowing what the weather was going to be and everything. And, you know, so when he hops in there, you know, just trying to stay ready on the sideline. You know, you never know. But, you know, really not up to me.
When you see, you know, the offense stalling like it was, and then he goes in and then it's not stalling, is that hard for you to watch in any way? Or, you know, why couldn't I get the offense going in this way?
Yeah, it is, you know, and that's why I got to look myself in the mirror. I got to go back and I got to watch this tape and just, and, you know, you got to be hard. You got to be hard on yourself and just say, you know, why are we not moving the ball? And that starts with me. What am I doing that I got to help this team be in a better position to move the ball? You know, whatever it is, it's got to figure it out.
Zach, when Robert made the change a couple weeks ago, they kind of termed it as like a reset for you. Like they wanted to take you off to the side and work on some fundamentals and things like that. Mm. When you're on the field now trying to have that reset in such a short period of time, I mean, is there some thinking that's taking where almost you're not playing super free, like you're thinking a lot when you're out there?
Yeah, I don't know if it's thinking. You know, I think it's anything. You're just trying to find some confidence on the field. You know, I'm just trying to feel rhythm and flow and confidence and just the ability to just feel like things are there. And, you know, I haven't been able to find that for myself. And so that's the goal. That's the search is, you know, how can I approach this film with, you know, just that learning mindset, try and just get better from it. But I didn't put my team in the best position out there, and we weren't able to do anything on offense.
Zach, is it tough hearing the boos?
Yeah, it is, you know, but you don't blame them. We have a very passionate fan base, and they're here to score. They're here to watch us score touchdowns, and we're not scoring touchdowns. We're not getting first downs. We're not moving the ball. We obviously can't throw the ball, so of course they're going to be frustrated.
What's the challenge like trying to stay positive when you're not having those results, when you're trying to build confidence?
Yeah, man, it's tough, and I'm working my way through it, but I got to be optimistic here. You know, I believe in myself regardless of what anybody else does, and I'm just going to go to work and show these guys how much I care about them on this team, and this season's not over for us, and I'm going to, you know, just do everything I can and control what I can.
Have you ever been taken out of a game not because of injury?
What's that?
Had you ever before been taken out of a game not because of injury or anything?
I mean, a couple weeks ago. It's the first time.
Thanks for listening to Jets Fifth Quarter coverage.
For more locker room reaction, subscribe to the 98.7 ESPN New York Jets podcast wherever you get your podcasts. And keep listening to the home of Jets football, 98.7 ESPN.